are looking at or modifying the data structure, you have to hold the corresponding lock. Simple enough. Non-blocking synchronization, wait for signature, whatever, there's little carefully crafted sequence of instructions you have to go through to do any update or any kind of reference. RCU also has a coding convention. You define these quiescent states and then non-config bridges, and once everybody's in a context which says, hey, grace period's over, if you to scan through the list under RCU protection, you may come to an element, you say, whoops, I gotta change that guy. You can grab the lock on that element, make the change, release the lock, and then continue under RCU. And it simply really, really simplifies some algorithms. You also like to have a compatible API. Okay, I mean, to bold it on the previous slide are real problems. RCU preempt, this is something Apache says. Kernel says, wait till all the read side critical sections are done, and then let me do something. All you have to do is do a write lock, and then release the write lock. Once you acquire the write lock, you know whoever was there to start with is done, and then once you've done that, you release it. Okay? And so there's no way that a peanut butter cups, what can I say, you know? There definitely are. Oh, no. I'm not asking that it run on a multiprocessor. All I'm asking is that it simulate multiprocessors.
You can simulate it, but you can have issues running into I think running into a deadlock situation would be interesting.
Thank you. Somebody asked me. All right.
But it's 5 minutes of digestion to come back here. I think I understand this.
So it's going to be a painful. I think it'll be pretty simple when I get there, but I think it's one of these things that you have to look at it just right, and it'll probably take
magic bullet
a number of bugs hitting me over the head, and otherwise killing me before I actually see. Oh.